1 Chronicles 4:10, a prayer that became very popular a few years ago, the prayer of Jabez. Jabez cried to God, to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." You think you know where your territory is. It's going to go on a little bit about this in the lesson, so I won't go further. But you think you know where your territory ends, but God is enlarging your territory. God is increasing your capability. God's going to bring a way where you think there is no way. He's going to give you what you need to do, what He's putting you to do. He said, "Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Why don't you start recognizing that your territory is bigger than what you're living in? How do I know? Are you living the way Christ lived on this earth? Are you doing the things that he did in this earth? I'm not. So I've got some territory I haven't gone into yet. But let me just tell you this. If I don't do it, I'm going to die trying. I'm not just going to stand back and assume that I can't go there when God has said, I can go there. Amen. The Lord said, you must abandon sound. Listen. The Lord said, you must abandon your ideas of how things should be or look. He said, your ideas have become your boundaries. And that's the truth. You can have all kinds of ability but not know it. Or not believe that you can operate in it. That's your boundary. So your ideas have become your boundaries. And he said, in me, the only boundary, listen to this. In me, the only boundary is my will. Ooh, hallelujah. The Lord said, the things that must be endured, you are going to endure some stuff. And the things that must be done can only be accomplished by that one who knows me and knows who they are in me. As I've said to you so many times, the Lord spoke to me. He said, it's not enough for you to know who I am. You have to know who you are in me. Or else, you know, it's just like a fable out there. God is good, but is he good in me? God is powerful, but is he powerful in me? God can, but can he in me? I'll read you a couple of scriptures on this. Psalm 78. Beginning with verse 9. This is one of the saddest scriptures I have ever heard. The warriors of Ephraim, referencing Israel, though fully armed, turned their backs and fled when the day of battle came. They did not keep God's covenant. They refused to live by his law. They forgot what he had done, the wonderful miracles he had shown them. You see, there's a cause-effect relationship. This is what the Lord was showing me in this message as he was giving it to me. There's a cause-effect relationship between your inability to have courage and the level of sanctification in your life. When we haven't paid the price before God, now, by grace you're saved, not by works. But then we're saved for good works. And if those good works are walking in his will, however that looks. And if we are not walking in sanctification, what does that mean? Being set apart for his purpose, by the way we live and move and have our being. Then when the battle comes, you can have all the weapons, but you don't have that connection with his presence. His presence only comes when your eyes are on him. I said his presence only comes when your eyes are on him. You will never lack courage when you are aware of his presence in you. I said it again. You will never lack courage when you are aware of his presence in you. So you say, I need more courage. Well, you need more Holy Ghost in you, revealing Christ to you, that he is in you. When the Lord heard them talking about these warriors, they've got the armor, but there's scriptures in between the one I just read and the one I'm reading now that says, they said, yes, God has done all this for us, but I don't think he can do this. It literally said, they said that. Yeah, he can drink water out of a rock, he can do this, he can do that, but I don't think he's going to help us right now. When the Lord heard them, he was angry. The fire of his wrath burned against Jacob. Yes, his anger rose against Israel, for they did not believe God or trust him to take care for them. We cannot doubt God. And the only way we're going to keep from doubting God is when we walk in sanctification and seek his face and keep our eyes on him. So that we're aware of his presence. And I've seen this phenomenon. When someone is infatuated with somebody or something they're doing, you can walk around, you can talk, you can do whatever, and they are completely unaware of what you're doing. Now, y'all know that's the truth. Because their eyes are set on something. Their eyes are watching every movement something makes. They are nowhere. There's no ear. I thank you, Holy Ghost. There's no ear for anything else. There's no eye for anything else. Because they are told, I watch my animal, Sophie. I call her Miss Fat. She sits outside. She's just like me. She eats nothing, but she's fat. So we have a mystery going on. Only to be revealed in eternity. But I watch her as she sits on the platform. She knows I don't want her to eat chipmunks. But they're mighty juicy. And I watch her as she watches. She's completely still. Motionless. But the ear. Getting the sound. Totally focused. There may be some other animal doing something over here, but right now, she's zeroed in on this one. Now, when we zero in on Christ that way, you can only do that by way of the Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost can reveal Christ to you in that way. But when we get the Holy Ghost showing us who Christ is, and just as you think, oh,
starts out something by saying, the truth is,
I think we ought to listen. He said, the truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Now, you need to hear this next part. I'm going to get a drink of water. I know this applies to everyone in here. First of all, because the Lord gave it to me. When you hear it, you're going to know. He said, your self-doubts are restraining my spirit within you. Oh, God. It's like you hit me over the head with a sledgehammer. Self-consciousness and shame only apply to those who are not forgiven. Ooh, hallelujah. The Lord said, you think that you have tried to walk as I walked, but how long did you try? The Lord will just tell you the truth if you listen to him. He said, did you truly believe that you could follow my footsteps? And of course, when the Lord asks a question, he already knows the answer. But Psalm 85:13 says, righteousness shall go before him, prophetic word about Christ, and shall make his footsteps a way in which to walk. When are we going to believe it?